This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
We have one more pair of Creed tickets to give away tomorrow at 4:30. Creed is coming back July 12th with Three Doors Down. By the way, Daughtry not on our date of the tour.
Oh.
Yeah, I was saying that wrong. So just Creed classic and Three Doors Down. But great show nonetheless. So that is 4:30 tomorrow. You'll have to sing the next line of a song, and then one of our winners will get pit tickets. And July 12th, we need to make sure that we get Scott Stapp maybe the day before, because July 12th is a Saturday. He's got to sing 5:30 Creed with us. That's my only goal.
You're going to make him come out a day early?
Well, dude, I need him. Maybe we could record it. I need him.
We got to look him in the eye.
Yes.
And say, we're the captains.
I need him to know that we're doing this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say there's no show in America that has honored Creed more than this show.
No.
Well, yeah.
Much to the chagrin of Ike. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm in, man. I'm in.
He's in. Before we get to the drones, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Zach.
Tasty Cake, what's up, brother?
I just was listening to the show. I thought, Spike, I already said this to you, that I felt as though this week I was just going to absorb things.
Yes.
I thought when you came on Monday, I agreed with everything you said. And you know, as a Jalen guy, I thought the most of the criticisms were warranted. So I was just going to listen and enjoy the shows.
Until?
And then they started coming in. You got Chris from Middletown making his 17th call of the week. And he wants a name drop, right, Spike? He wants to go Joe Burrow.
Yep.
He wants to go, that was his call yesterday, on number 17. Then he went number 18 and went in a different direction. But okay, you want a name drop. The last time Joe Burrow played Jalen Hurts, what happened, Spike?
Oh,
and the last time Joe Burrow played Josh Allen, what happened, Spike? And the last time Joe Burrow played Patrick Mahomes, what happened?
You're my guy.
Talk to him, Tasty Cake.
Tasty Cake.
I'm just saying.
You're my guy, but the quarterbacks don't play each other.
Well,
they don't.
Boy, I got to tell you, on this station, I used to hear Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning
all the time,
and they said Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. All the great hosts on WIP, right, Ike?
That's right.
Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning.
Well, Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
But okay. Let me ask you this, Stacey. Just being fair, I know you're a Hurts guy. And here's the problem, is that bringing up guys like that, to me, I don't even bring up guys like that. Because you know you'd rather have Joe Burrow than Jalen. You know you'd rather have Josh Allen than Jalen. You'd rather have Patrick Mahomes than Jalen. That's fine. They're the three best quarterbacks in the league, right? So
Jalen's 3-0 against them in the last three games.
Ooh, talk to him.
Well, okay. What is he against Baker Mayfield in their last two games?
Oh, that's not fair.
He's 0-2 against Baker Mayfield the last
two games. What's his record against Zach Wilson the one time they played?
Yeah, he's 0-1 against Zach Wilson. We could do this all day long.
I'm going to get to you in a second, Jack. You're Jack, I'm coming for you, brother. I love you, but that's not – Fritz at 6 last night.
Did you hear that nonsense last night, Tasty Cake?
I'm in this rehab, and they thought I was in agony or something because Jack is once a...
It's a must-win game, Tasty Cake.
When Jack said he wants to flush 45-19 down the toilet, okay, that's all to me, Spike. You can flush everything else down the toilet.
Can't flush that record.
All there is 45-19.
That's right.
I'm not a record guy. For the quarterback
except
game.
When it fits my narrative.
Yeah, yeah. If I need it, I'll go there. But the same reason I'm not going to say that, well, I might. I'm not going to say Baker Mayfield. The same reason I'm not going to say that Zach Wilson's better than Jalen Hurts because he beat him. And by the way, last year, Zach Wilson played a great game against Patrick Mahomes or whatever, but they don't play each other. So I just want to talk about Jalen as Jalen. Chris brought up the Burrow thing and the Allen thing. He ain't those guys, but not... No team.
I'm saying nobody else is either.
Yeah, no team in the NFC has any of those guys.
That's true.
So Jared Goff's not that guy, and Brock Purdy's not that guy, and Jordan Love's not that guy, and Sam Darnold's not that guy.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't even think those guys matter really. You know,
well, they do matter when today's call. When he called for the 19th time.
Well, you got to call Chris.
I got you, Spike, except he comes on my show. That when I say my show, this is the show I listen to.
Right.
It's your show.
Yes.
I'm not saying my... I'm
it's
saying
our show.
That
yeah, it's really my show.
It's really Ike's show. His name's first.
The non
Fritz and Friends, I'm saying.
Yeah.
The non-miss show for me, Dom, is 2-6.
Yes.
That's
right.
The show that I don't miss. So yeah. I don't mean that I'm... It's my show. It's the show I listen to.
Let me be clear, Tasty Cake. I think you are a much smarter person than Chris. And I rank you far ahead of Chris in almost every way. He's got really big arms. He's probably stronger than you, but everything else, I take you.
Does he have big arms?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
I'm hoping that when I get out of this rehab, I can come up to Chickie's. I'd love to shake your hand, Spike.
Oh, we would love for a visit.
It's a very weak handshake, though, Dom.
No, it is not.
I'm not a little guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, Tasty Cake is not a little guy.
Yeah, I would love for you to come by. Yeah. And my handshake is totally good.
I've heard dead fish.
I not have dead fish. In fact, I hate dead fish.
He does not have a dead fish hand. Yeah. He does not.
Tasty Cake, give us a cameo.
Well, I will. Can I take 3 seconds? I want Ike to be proud of me again. I stayed on point. No traveling into the basketball land.
Yeah, but, good. Well, we don't have much to travel into.
Want to stay on play. I never would want Ike mad at me.
Oh, but I would never be mad at you.
My cameo is Joe Frazier and Rocky.
That's a good cameo.
So Joe Frazier made a cameo in Rocky?
Yeah, and there's...
Yeah, when they fought in the fight, Ike, when they introduced...
Yeah.
You know, I thought
I'm
that led
credibility
to the film.
No,
it's
you're right.
The real heavyweight champ.
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
And so we have James Brown and Rocky IV.
Yep.
You know, and Mr. T is not a cameo.
Nah.
He was acting in
in
Rocky III.
That's a good one.
All right, Tasty Cake, good one, buddy.
All right, brother.
Good luck with the rehab,
love
man.
You guys.
All right, brother.
And I would have gone with Thunder... Thunder, is it Thunder Lips?
Thunder Lips,
or
Hulk
Thunder
Hogan.
Hips? It was Thunder Lips.
It was Thunder Lips.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan, yeah.
Yes, sir. The final check-in on the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Men's Night is back tonight. If you're not doing anything, Mark's Jewelers. And if you are doing something, cancel it.
Head over anyway.
Mark's Jewelers, holiday shopping with an open bar, food trucks, and more. Finish your holiday shopping strong at Mark's Jewelers. Well, I already won the Zombieland one, but the Jalen Hurts said yesterday that you have to accept that this is who he is as a quarterback. Do you accept it, or do you want the passing game to get better? 55% say I accept it. 45% say I don't accept it. Now, before we get to our all-star, Herb, Leanna from Jenkintown, you're on WIP.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, listen. My name...
That's Lena.
When I first called in...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jack, hello?
Yes, you're there.
Yeah, when I first called in, Jack said... pronounce my name as Lola.
It said Lola on the screen in my defense.
Oh, okay. So it's Lena?
It's Lee. Leanna.
Oh, Leanna. Okay.
Not
so I was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got it.
Not Lola.
Okay, but okay. Ike.
Yes, ma'am.
You are embarrassing the black community.
Oh, here we go.
Again.
What did I do this time?
Because Ike.
Yes.
Who hasn't seen True Romance? Like you got to watch it this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
from the delegation.
From the delegation. Like, yeah, pretty tough on me right now.
Ike,
you act like it was Boys in the Hood. Is this real?
But listen, Ike, yes. It's not Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
But it's a great movie. You're gonna try to figure out how is it that you haven't seen this movie.
I'm kind of intrigued by that now, especially since you done called my card into question and everything.
Yeah,
I'm
calling your card right now. If you don't watch True Romance this weekend, the next time the racial draft come up, we play.
Whoa.
Let me say something real quick. I love you, Leanna. This thing started off as a joke a couple months ago. It really has taken off on its own.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this to take off the way it has taken off.
Who are we blaming? Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody's coming at my neck. Yes, Aaron, I got it. Yoshi on me.
Well, Ike in Southwest Philly.
Ike in Southwest Philly
and truly, True Romance is a great movie. I would not consider it... Like on the Mount Rushmore of delegation.
Yes, the movies. Black exploitation movies. Yeah. It's not Juice or Friday.
Yeah.
But you know what, though, Leanna? That might have been, you might have been the caller that gets me to look at True Romance this weekend. You may be the one.
It gets even worse. I'm a long-time listener. This is my first time calling, because when I heard Spike have to speak to you about True Romance again today, I said, no, I'm calling in now.
Way to take a stand. It's about time.
I can appreciate it. Listen, we're all about accountability. I got no excuse.
By the way, there is a cameo in True Romance. I would say, Leanna, would you say Val Kilmer is a cameo? Would you say that is a cameo role in True Romance?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There
okay.
we go.
Okay. I'm on it. How long is the movie?
It's a 2-hour movie. Normal
right.
2-hour movie.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
But it's a you ain't gonna you won't regret it.
Okay.
All right. There we
see
go.
Yeah, nothing on tonight.
See if my wife has watched it.
Oh, it's a good flick. It's a good
all right.
flick.
All somebody right. Somebody says, is it something I can? Is it a movie night thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some violence.
Okay with that.
Some sex.
You
hardest wood I have ever touched.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Leanna.
Let me tell you something about that.
All right, you guys.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, Leanna. I appreciate you.
Still not comfortable watching movies with sex scenes in it with my daughter.
Oh, I can imagine.
And she's 19.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got tested what, 2 weeks ago? I forget what we were watching. This
X-rated?
No, hell no. Hell no. It's like a regular movie night. She likes watching horror flicks.
Okay.
But I just happened to have a sex scene in it. I'm like, what the hell is a sex scene doing in the middle of this horror flick?
Are you kidding? There's sex scenes in horror flicks.
I know,
all the time.
Spike, but I'm not expecting that. I'm just
all
trying
right.
to tell you as a dad sitting there watching a movie with my daughter and my wife.
So, do you just ignore it and hope it ends real quick? Or
I pray that it ends as fast as possible.
Okay.
I don't get up. Because I want to get up and move.
Yeah, but you can't acknowledge it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she knows, because I always say, well, I'll sigh. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. And she's like, grow up, Dad. I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't want you to get Yeah. And she has a boyfriend, so I really don't want to be watching a sex scene.
No. Yeah, do you remember what movie it was? I'm trying to think.
I do not even remember
it
what it was. It's not a popular. We've seen so many of these ridiculous Netflix horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them.
But I'm a big horror movie guy, so.
Yeah. Don't have any kids, man.
No. Wow. Now, it's
just
weird.
Saying, a daughter, I'm like, God, why?
It's not that weird when I'm watching a movie, the sex scene, and the dog is in there.
Well, sure, it's not
there's
weird.
No
yes.
weirdness there. Herb, what's up, Herb?
Hey, listen, you guys, all week you've been talking, and I ain't been a chance to get in on you, okay?
Called 2 days ago.
I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Yep.
Okay?
Of course.
The deal with Jalen Hurts, I ain't got nothing wrong with Jalen Hurts. This is what it is. These are the facts. You got a 6'1 quarterback okay? Now he needs a clean pocket. Now, I'm going to tell you that straight up. When they run double tight end, somebody's open, somebody's making a nice play, okay? Tight end's making it, or the wide receiver, okay?
Herb, be careful. I don't want to go too in-depth football here. Like, you're sounding like NFL Network.
Well, forget about it.
Okay,
it is what it is. It is what it is at this point, Spike. Get out of the way.
Okay. Spike, I'm on my way to New York. Want me to drop you off there somewhere or what?
Oh, spicy herbs.
Yeah, yep.
You understand what I'm talking about, okay?
I do.
The running game has been going good here.
Yep.
Okay. We need to open up some big holes this Sunday. So my brother, 26, can blast it for about 40
yes,
or 50
brother.
A couple times.
That hammer is real, for real.
I want to see him get some big yardage, okay? You understand this weekend, okay?
It's taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
What's up there, Ike Reed? What's up, baby? What's up, baby? Pound the rock.
Yep, you tell him.
Take care of my boy A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and whoever else is a tight end, get him a couple balls here. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Over and out. I'll see you on Sunday.
Herb.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
Herb, real quick.
Herb. He's out. Yeah, he's out.
You a considerate lover?
Am I what?
As a lover, are you considerate?
Whatever you want to say. Okay. Yeah, whatever you want to say.
Okay. He does not take your jokes very well.
He doesn't.
Not even close.
Him and Mike Lombardi, he's going to get hired by Bill Belichick to work in North Carolina. He and Mike Lombardi don't ever have to deal with me ever again.
I don't think that's as crazy as you believe.
Yeah.
I can see it.
He does know ball.
He does. He's a ball knower. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm hot as fire. Is that what it was? I'm hot as fire.
Remember Jolly did the countdown on New Year's?
Oh, dude, that was classic Jolly
like
audio,
15.
Too.
Like 15.
Yep.
Why don't we count it down here? 17, 16, 15, 14. Around the world, people count it down everywhere. Obviously at different times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2023. From all of us at Sports Radio 94 WIP, we love you.
What?
Can you imagine? What has your life come to if you are counting down to the new year listening to Jolly Countdown from 17?
Yeah.
Why 17?
Why did you start at 17?
17!
All right, what's next?
So true.
Is he? Was he third?
He's third, yes.
It's been a while since he had a Joe New Hope text.
It would be Joe from New Hope.
But he was furious on the way home.
Would be the one.
So Brady was first? Was Brady first?
Russell Wilson, I think, was two.
Yeah, I think Wilson finished second, yes.
Oh, that's even better. That's better for my case, actually, that he was
New
there.
Hope Joe would know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or it certainly wouldn't have let it go.
What's next? It's true.
You know that would be you.
Yeah. Well,
there. Let me tell you. They run Spike out of there, man.
Out of Cincinnati?
Yeah, they're not used to aggressive talk radio.
No.
Joe Burrow is God down there.
It's really a Northeast thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we have sports radio. You know, we have sports radio stations across the country, but it's really Philly, New York, Boston, a little bit of Baltimore, but it's mostly Philly, New York, Boston that are the way that we are. Well, I mean, we're in Philly. I said one bad thing about St. Harper this past summer. They almost ran me out of town.
We were trying.
Yep. What's next? That was great. About how comfortable Brandon was to say those things to you. Get out of here, Sheil.
Yeah. Did you not see the video?
Yeah, go do your podcast.
I was nowhere in the video.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Get your nose out of the tape, Sheil.
Yeah. Stop doing work and learn what shows I host. What's next?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I actually miss it.
It was a good bit for a little while there.
This is around the time when I took it.
That picture?
Oh, yeah. It's been about a year.
It was Mark's last day.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was Mark's last day.
You honored him by jacking up your underwear halfway up your sweater.
Come on, man.
What a day that was.
What's next?
I still don't trust Tucker for that.
You have to look at him sideways.
I wasn't here, and I remember seeing the picture real quick and being like, the hell is Ike
What's
wearing?
Going on?
Yeah. What's next? Baldy was not having it with me yesterday. Before we get our winner.
You can watch as much tape as you want, Spike.
Yep. No, I know. That's what he said. Pop and Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Pop?
What's good, man? What's good? I had to get on there, Spike. You tripping today, bro.
Am I?
What's up, Pop?
All right, so listen. All right, so out of our 11 wins this season, and it's nothing crazy, but out of our 11 wins this season, Jalen has thrown for 200 or more in at least 7 of them. And in the Rams game, he only went for like 180, and A.J. had 100 of those yards with a touchdown, and everybody was happy. Mm-hmm. And we're comparing him to Ben Simmons?
Yes. Well, by the way, Ben Simmons made, what, 3 all-star teams, 2 all-defense teams? Like
that's the NBA. You could do whatever in the NBA made the all-star team. Like, that's like...
Well, what are you talking... Ben Simmons averaged like 16 and 10. Like, I don't understand... And by the way, I don't like Ben Simmons as a player or anything. However, he was a part of multiple... successful regular season teams. He made all defense teams. He made all star teams.
Well, they won. They were the one seed with 50 plus wins.
Yeah,
right?
they were the one seed. Like to compare Jalen to Ben is not, believe it or not, is not crazy. And in this scenario, Saquon is Joel. So,
okay, but this is where I think is crazy, because the comparison to Ben is just like Ben wouldn't shoot the ball, and I think we're comparing it to like Jalen can't throw the ball. And you know, say so. I think that's a crazy comparison in that way, because we've seen Jalen throw the ball, like we've seen him do that. And before these last two games, on his radio station, everybody was talking Super Bowl. Everybody was talking Super Bowl. It wasn't talking Super Bowl just because of Saquon or just because of the defense. We was talking Super Bowl because the team was playing well.
I can't
Jalen, and we were talking about Sirianni doing a good job, and everything was clicking. But these last two games, we're acting like he's been playing like that the entire season.
Pop, I can't speak for anybody else. I've been talking about the passing game not being good enough for weeks, and to win a Super Bowl. And we did a show where I said their offense is going to win them regular season games, but I don't think it's going to win them games in the playoffs. And like Ben, and you could admit this, the Jalen thing from a passer over the last 4 weeks has regressed, and I saw the same thing with Ben. When defenses figured out what he couldn't do, it shook him. And I'm hoping it doesn't stay there, but Jalen looks a little shook and he looks a little gun shy. And I've seen this happen before when the defense figures out when your skill set is limited in a certain way, their defensive coordinators are paid all across the league to figure out what he's not good at. It just feels like they're figuring it out. That's it.
No, but all right, I'll counter that by saying last year we thought they figured him out when he was blitzing him, and this year he's done a good job with that. These last two games, he has held on to the ball. The last game, guys were open, and he didn't throw it. And I just think he's looking at it like, as if we don't turn this ball over, we're going to win the game. And that did hold him back in these last couple games. I don't think it's going to stay there. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to bounce back from this like he has other times when we thought teams had him figured out.
Okay.
He's bounced back, and there's times that we look good. That we look good, and I think we're going to get back to that.
Your lips to God's ears. I hope so. Real
That's
quick,
good argument, Pop.
Yeah. Give us a cameo, Pop.
Now, can this cameo be the same guy like in multiple movies? But these movies
are
related.
But he's sure. Yeah. Being,
all right. Well, I'm going to say Stan Lee in the Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, he's in all of them. Yeah.
He's in all of them. Alfred Hitchcock was in all his.
Oh, was he?
He was. Quentin Tarantino is oftentimes in his.
Yeah, some sort of cameo.
M. Night Shyamalan's in his horrible movies.
Larry David.
Sixth Sense was good.
Sixth Sense, yes.
Larry Thank David
played
call.
Steinbrenner.
Played Steinbrenner.
Steinbrenner in Seinfeld.
So what are our finalists here for the Hand and Stone gift card? Hold on, let me read this. You're gonna win a Hand and Stone massage and facial spa gift card, good for a 50-minute massage or facial. You can give the gift of results this holiday season, Hand and Stone massage and facial spa. Buy a spa package and get a free massage or facial gift card.
So I guess Louie Nebraska had Trump in Home Alone 2. Chris Middleton, Scott Stapp in the new movie Reagan.
Yep.
Which I guess it's a preemptive one. Patrick Harris and Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, which neither of you saw. Karen Vineland with Jaws.
Yeah, no, that, well, that one sucked.
Shark from Jaws. Yeah. Tommy Two-Sticks, Michael Jackson and Men in Black 2.
Well, I...
Joe
Frazier, a good one.
Joe Frazier and Rocky from Taste the Cake Dom and Stan Lee and from Pop and Pensacon.
Look.
Where are you going?
The Trump and Home Alone 2 one is a classic cameo. But it's Louie Nebraska, and he said he didn't want it.
True. So he wanted to give it to Corey Columbus, who I gave to yesterday.
You can't go to court. Yes.
No.
I think Tommy Two-Sticks. Like, listen, we lost out on Soto.
Yes.
He has to smoke more cigarettes.
Yes.
Which is not good.
We can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So at least he can get a back massage.
All right. Give it to Tommy Two-Sticks. There we go. So we have Fritz at 6 and Riding with the King tonight. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Get excited.
What topic?
I don't know. I mean, look, we'll get to it.
Clear up this nonsense.
Well, what always happens? All right, so the first 10 minutes,
we're
going to clear up whatever happened in the first on the show today.
Right.
We'll get to the Jaylen drama, and I'm sure he's probably going to have thoughts in the Sixers arena.
All right. Oh, yes. But remember, thoughts are influenced heavily by...
He's got other worms.
A certain corporation.
Yeah, he's got other worms, yeah.
Okay. And let him know I was negative.
He already texted me, said, for once, your partner was right. Because he refers to you as my partner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fritz the Six is next.
Beautiful.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.